Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's 12 after. I think I may have said that. Mitch Free is our guest. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the chairman, the CEO of MSG.com, MFG.com, the global manufacturing company, and he is truly a global businessman, folks. He's just gotten back from Asia. He does business in Europe, and among the other things that we're going to talk about today, I've asked Mitch to give us a little bit of a tour about what he's seeing. He has offices in Asia, he has offices in Europe as well as the United States. Mitch Free, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always good to be with you guys.
Good to have you back, and thanks for joining us. Mitch, you just got back from Asia yesterday. Tell us what you're seeing over there. What's happening over there?
Yeah, I got back last night. I was about 10 days. I spent about 4 days in Vietnam and about 6 days in Shanghai in China. And, you know, as always, Asia feels like the epicenter of the world right now from an energy, financial, business standpoint. But there's a lot of nervousness in Asia right now. And, you know,
Asia's
economy is so manufacturing oriented,
right,
that it's interlocked with the rest of the world, and there's a reshoring trend happening in America. That's one affecting Asia, and number two, Europe.
Reshoring meaning manufacturing jobs being brought back to the United States.
Back to the United States, And then Europe is just in crisis and is tumbling quick, and that's also taking a toll on manufacturing in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're quite nervous.
And I don't know about the other parts of the Pacific Rim, but China has its own problems because it's a communist country. Communist-controlled country trying to operate in a quasi, entrepreneurial free market society, but economy. They're trying to have it's kind of a hybrid over there, and I think some of the challenges they've got of putting those two things together, a free market with communism. I feel like that's adding some pressure to their problems. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if it puts pressure or it actually helps. I mean, I think there are different issues. I think there are societal issues, which a lot of the communist mentality and rules deals with. But from a pure business standpoint, I actually think the controlled economy is somewhat powerful for them.
Hmm.
You know, last week. On Saturday, China issued their economic report regarding jobs and exports and imports,
mm-hmm.
and the world was very, very nervous, and especially because on Friday they made some pretty unprecedented moves where they lowered interest rates, and they gave banks the ability to discount. They had the ability to discount rates mm-hmm. up to 10%, mm-hmm. they gave them the ability to move it to 20%.
Hmm.
So I think the world sort of felt like that on Saturday there was some really bad news coming out of China.
Right.
But it was interesting that they actually surprised people with imports and exports both being up.
Hmm.
So that was a positive sign. But they're obviously
long term. I shouldn't say long term.
Yeah.
Over the next 12 to 24 months, what do you see coming out of Asia, of the Pacific Rim?
Well, I think it's going to continue to get challenging there, because I think Europe's going to drag everyone down.
So let's move over to Europe now. In the time we have left, you're really sounding very dour about Europe.
I am. I mean, I think in reality, if they look back, probably creating the European Union and bonding everyone to the euro was probably a mistake.
Wow!
It's nearly impossible to unwind that at this point. Mm. And then you've got the laggards with Spain.
And they don't have an ability to let anybody out, do they? To cut anybody loose. They didn't go into their relationship with that ability as part of the relationship. Yeah. And folks, Mitch has offices in Europe and customers. He does a lot of business in Europe, so you got your finger on the pulse over there. How much? Yeah. It's a multifaceted problem, isn't it? We've got the sovereign debt issues. We got the banks are in trouble. The ability for them to grow themselves out of their problems is not there like it is in America. And then they've got this social net structure, this socialism basically in most of the countries over there. They can't pay for all the things that they promise, can they?
They cannot. And as an employer, I mean, I've got about 40 employees at my office in Paris. And I tell you, the overhead associated is just daunting with all the social costs. And it just gets worse. And then, Sarkozy was trying to fix some of that and make it a little more employer friendly to try to help. Mm-hmm. And then the French people just didn't want to hear that. They acted
like the Greeks, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So they don't want any pain. They just make me feel good now.
And that kind of behavior sends terror through the marketplace, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think everyone's preparing for that aftershock.
Well, and how is that different from people in America wanting the government to do more for them?
Well, it is very similar. We're just a little bit behind in terms of history, but if we were to keep going down the same path with a semi-socialist bent on life, we wind up in a very non-competitive position, and it jeopardizes our future, our children's future, and we just can't let that happen.
We can look at Europe and see how our movie's going to turn out if we don't make changes, can't we?
That is a great analogy. That is the movie, and we should be watching it.
Yeah, well said there, Mitch. Mitch, tell us how to find you online, please.
Just at MFG.com, like manufacturing, Frank George.
MFG.com, Mitch Free, and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about manufacturing in America after these messages. Stay with me.
Wheels on fire, and I tell you why. Got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.